we made progress today. This is a good team, a very, very good team at home. The fifth game on the road. I'm not trying to make up excuses. We got a 9-point lead, and we kind of fizzled ourselves. And that's what we talked about in the locker room. I mean, I'm not happy we lost. I'm encouraged that with 20 games left, we can still be a force in this league.
Yeah, well, that run, you guys really locked them down defensively. That seemed to be the key. Got a bunch of stops in a row. And offensively, got some contributions from some different guys as well.
You know, we're so close with who, you know, our identity and who should help and contribute. And we still have to have it to a little more consistency. And, you know, I thought this whole weekend, Kyle took a step forward. And I thought Jason Hawk was much better today than he was the other day. And, you know, George solid. And, you know, we need to get, you know, I look at the stats here, and Ben's 38. That's tough to ask a kid to make every shot coming down the stretch when you're, I mean, this kid is being dogged, doubled,
yeah,
beaten. You know, I mean, it's not you're not going to see the pictures in the post office, you know, but he's getting beaten up.
Yeah.
And we need to give him some help. We need to give him some help soon. And that's my job, to put him in a position to do that. Ben doesn't care about this, incidentally. He will put us on his shoulders, but I have to find a way to get help, and the other guy's got to step up. But I'm encouraged with the way we responded today versus how we ended on Thursday. And it's still going to be a long ride, and there's not going to be much sleep. However, I think with 20 games left, if we look at that aspect, we got a chance.
How about Phil Rombach? Came off the bench. Nice job on the boards. 8 rebounds, a game high for him, and didn't do a lot scoring wise, but was able to give you some big time minutes, especially with Luke in foul trouble.
That's right, and that's what we got to look at. You know, Phil's a senior, and he's got to step up for us and get his role. He's been out for a year, you know, basically a year, and you know, we got to get him in there to get some confidence offensively. He's 1-for-5. You know, that's he doesn't expect that to be good enough. And you know, I see his minutes at 25, but he's a great job on boards. He can help us. And we got to demand that of him, and more importantly, he's got to respond to that demand, and you know, for his teammates. And you know, I think that if we keep working on it, and everybody's got a positive attitude, and I don't get too ruckus and rowdy and blow their confidence, we're going to have a chance.
Well, you get to finally play a home game in the regular season. You got Finley coming in. Obviously, it doesn't get any easier there. Perennial top team in our league, and got to be feel good. At least you get a chance to play at home.
You know what? It's going to be nice, because it's been a grind as far as being on the road. And I'm not going to lie, and I don't think everybody understands how tough it is to go back to back weekends and be in. You know, the last 10 days we stayed at home twice.
Yeah,
you know, and that's, I mean, that takes a toll on any team. I don't care what anybody says, and that's who we are and what we are, and I don't want to use an excuse. But a fact is a fact, and I appreciate our effort today. I thought our guys really played hard. I wish we could have held the intensity during that 3 or 4 minute stretch where, you know, we're trying to call a timeout and they steal it and we get a layup. You know, that's just tough. Those are tough breaks, and you know, we didn't get many breaks, but I thought we were better at creating our opportunities today as far as finishing, and you know, and we got to work at it. And I have to put this team in a better position down the stretch on the shot clock, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, we're not athletic enough not to have a guy finish. I mean, you know, we're throwing up bad shots with 3 seconds, and that's my fault.